Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, my name is Riley Batson. I am a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus, which celebrates 60 years in existence in 2023. On this day, June 30th, 1951, the Barbados Advocate gave some insight into the state of Barbados's tourism sector when it ran a story on that year's Barbados Publicity Committee report. The committee was set up to promote the island internationally as a tourist destination, and it produced reports on the success of the promotional efforts as reflected in, among other things, tourist arrivals. It was, in effect, a forerunner to the Barbados Tourist Board and its later incarnation, the Barbados Tourism Authority. The report issued was its 21st annual edition, and along with information on its finances, it contained details on what was happening in tourism at the halfway point of the 20th century. This was at a time when sugar production was still by far the main driver of the island's economy, and Barbados's tourism product was still in its early stages of development. According to the committee's report, the number of passengers disembarking in Barbados between April 1, 1950 and March 31, 1951 had increased over the similar period between April 1949 and March 1950. The committee reported that 5,420 passengers disembarked from ships in 1950 to 1951 versus 4,705 the year before. 14,093 persons came off airplanes in 1950 to 1951 against 12,507 the previous year. Furthermore, there was a moderate increase in visitors staying at hotels, clubs, and guest houses, with 6,825 occupants in 1950 to 1951 compared to just over 6,000 in 1949 to 1950. The committee used several methods to promote the island and its attractions to visitors, including the distribution of colored postcards, booklets, leaflets, shopping guides, and road maps. For international promotion, a folder illustrated in Spanish was ordered that year that was to be distributed in Venezuela. One of the more interesting tidbits of information coming out of the report was news of the establishment of an Information Bureau for Visitors at SeaWorld that took place on September 1, 1950. The Bureau allowed visitors to purchase stamps, postcards, maps, and to change money. This seemed to be an illustration of how seriously local authorities were increasingly taking tourism as an economic activity. Also reported in the Barbados Advocate of June 30, 1951, was the near completion of an extension to the airport that was to have the capacity to accommodate the largest aircraft that existed at the time.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.